Ask Alex is your chance to get a question answered by Alex and me, and then everybody, I guess, that wants to give you advice, especially if it's something that they went through, then that's really valuable stuff. The way you can be on for Ask Alex is you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Instagram, and if that's easier for you to send a direct message, you can do so and just tell us your name and a little bit about your situation, and we'll connect and try to get it on air like we do this morning. We are talking to Gracie. Hey, Gracie on the Joe and Alex show for Ask Alex. What can we help you with this morning?
Hi, guys. So I met a guy on Xbox Live, and like he says he has no friends and like nobody that he thinks likes him. And he says he's like abused and wants to kill himself. And he says that I'm like the only person that cares about him. And I think I might be the only thing that's like keeping him alive.
Holy cow. Okay. Walk us through the whole thing. When this began.
Yeah. Take us back to the beginning.
Yeah. That's wild.
Okay. Well, I'm 17 and I've been on Xbox Live since I was about 10. I don't know. I've always been like very careful, you know, who I talk to, and like, I don't talk to many strangers online unless it's like vital to the game. Like, I don't really join the parties on there. Like, I pretty much just play the game. I mean, I do accept friend requests from strangers, but only, like, if they're good at the game and, like, could, like, help me with future missions. But I don't really make friends with any of those people that I've met.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's some online street smarts there.
Especially at a young age. If I had a kid, you know, that was 10 or 11, I don't want them doing any of that.
So that
all sounds good. Okay.
It's just like a while ago I did meet a guy playing GTA online on Xbox, and it was just like a random friend request from someone in the game, and I accepted it, and he started to message me sometimes asking to play missions and, you know, help with the game. Mm-hmm. Like it was just kind of normal. But he became someone that I like played a lot with, because we were kind of like online at the same time.
Okay.
And we, you know, started messaging quite a bit, and he just all of a sudden wanted to know my name, and he introduced himself. And from that point, he became more and more friendly and talked more about the game and started asking about my day and what kind of stuff I was into.
Ooh, that's getting a little personal.
I mean, yeah, I was always kind of short, you know, and like I didn't give him too much information, but like,
what information did you give him about yourself?
I mean, just like my name, really.
Like your first name or your full name?
No, just my first name.
Like, okay, that's good. And,
yeah, I mean, he seemed my age, and he, like I said, he was nice. And then like, I did voice chat with him. And from what I could tell from his voice, like, he did sound his age. Like, he sounded awkward and nervous, and he was very kind. And, you know, we talked like friends, but I've only chatted with him, like, 3 times because I don't like voice chatting.
And
I always tell him. I always make it clear, like, I'm just very, like, careful about people online. And I didn't want to talk to him too much about, like I said, like my personal stuff.
Right.
So.
Well, that makes sense. And I think most people would respect that, especially if they see where you're coming from with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When he told me his age, I was like the same age, and I did say I'm from Indiana and he's from Ohio.
Okay. So he says.
Yeah. He's like asked for my phone number, and if I have social media, but I'm not on any social media. So I told him that I wouldn't give him my phone number. And he just kept Xbox messaging me like multiple times a day. So
what is he messaging you?
He tells me he has no friends, that no one likes him, and he hates his mom. He hates school, and just a lot of like,
sounds very negative and dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how dark are these messages truly getting, Gracie? Like, be honest with us.
I mean, he's saying things like that he wants to kill himself, and that he has no friends, and that his mom is beating him, and I don't know if it's true. Like, I don't know if he's just telling me these things to get attention.
Well, have you told anybody? Like who have you told about this?
Like, I only told my friend, and she just thinks that I shouldn't even be messaging him at all, that I should just kind of cut it off. But, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm, like, maybe the only thing that's keeping him alive. Like,
Do you feel like if you stop talking to him that he's going to kill himself?
I think so. Like, I think...
He talks about it that often?
Yeah, and he keeps, you know, he keeps, like, telling me, like, you know, like, I'm his only friend. Like, I'm the only person he can go to. You know, he's asked me to get Snapchat.
Okay.
He's asked me a ton of times, and at first I was just like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get the app. And I encouraged him to kind of, you know, go out there and be like, you know, make friends with people, with real people.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, but but here's the thing, though. If he really is not seeking attention here from Gracie, if he's depressed or suicidal, that's easy to say, but it's impossible to do. I don't know. Don't you think maybe Gracie should be, like, telling an adult or somebody or telling him maybe, hey, you know, there's always help out there, because you can get, like, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline or something out there.
Well, sure. I'm sure you have you told him that, Gracie, like, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've told him that he, like, I'm afraid, and I've told him that when he says things like that, that he, you know, that he wants to kill himself, I told him that there is help that he can get, that he isn't alone, and that he should talk to somebody, a real person.
Yeah. But you feel kind of like you're being blackmailed into being his friend. You've got some guy that you don't know that you met online that's saying, be my friend, you're the only person in my life that I can trust, blah, 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 that I get along with, that I can talk to. Otherwise, if you don't, then I'm going to kill myself. And he sounds like he's manipulating you to do things, because he's saying things like get a Snapchat and stuff like that when you don't really want to, but you're doing it because you feel bad, like he's going to hurt himself if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I eventually did get Snapchat because he was, you know, just... saying it
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're kind of getting into doing some things that you don't really want to do. And there's a lot of other questions that I have. We got to go to break, but I know there's a lot of people that probably have questions like I do that also want to give you some advice. So, Joe, I think we can start taking calls now, right? For some people that may want to talk to Gracie.
Oh, definitely. Whether you have been the person that she's talking to, or if you've been in Gracie's position, or maybe you've been a parent of anything, anybody, teacher, somebody, a counselor, whatever, 317-239-1009. I mean, should Gracie still continue this friendship? Because she kind of feels like almost obligated that something bad might happen if she doesn't. I really think she needs to reach out to her parents and have that conversation, and we'll find out more about what Gracie has done. But we'll talk to you. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's Radio Now 100.9.